Greetings. I present to you SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca. I am its Master Overseer, Nicholas Cooper. We will be looking inward and beyond at progressive rock, the branches of progressive genres, and other unique discoveries near and far. Join me as we gaze into the audible lens out at the diverse musical landscape on the ever-changing horizon.
I'll make everything inside
Welcome back, my good sentries, to the show that never ends. You may have noticed some recent phenomena in our spectral gaze over the past few weeks on SMK. I decided to take a break leading up to and on the Ontarian Civic Holiday Monday, so there were 2 1-hour SMK rebroadcasts on that day. Last week, a new Original Masters 1-hour feature aired, which was curated and scripted by my dad, focusing on 1980s neo-progressive rock. I have had a good break because, to be honest, I was starting to fall behind on pre-producing my shows to the best of my abilities. But now is a great time to return to SMK's normal observational sessions, with so many new progressive and alternative releases to look upon and admire together. Before we continue the show, I would like to announce that SMK has acquired a magnification outreach attachment. In other words, a new social media platform. SMK is now officially on Twitter. And the Twitter handle is the same as SMK's Facebook page, @SMK Radio Program. I still have to figure out the Twitter platform, but if you want to keep up with short tweets from the Astral Observation Tower, follow SMK on Twitter, @SMK Radio Program. At the time at which this broadcast airs, I will be making my way into Toronto. That is because I will be seeing Anathema live at the Opera House this evening. The alternative progressive rock band from Liverpool, England, are currently on their North American tour in support of their new studio album, The Optimist, released on K-Scope. Extraordinary stuff, grand in terms of musicianship, vocal expression, harmonic and lyric catharsis, and the haunting mystery of its conceptuality. Even before listening to the album, I quickly nabbed myself a seat for the Toronto show to experience their special atmospheric performance. My love for their previous album, 2014's Distant Satellites, plus some pre-release songs from The Optimist, were my deciding points. I am glad that I will be seeing them live soon. We started off SMK with the first two tracks from Anathema's The Optimist. The instrumental introduction, 32.63 North, 117.14 West, followed by Leaving It Behind. These two beginning tracks gives us the setting and situation of The Optimist, the protagonist of the album. The Optimist album is assumed to be the continuation to the conceptual story of this human being that was started and left ambiguously unfinished in Anathema's 2001 album, A Fine Day to Exit. 32.63 North, 117.14 West are the exact coordinates of the beach on the cover to A Fine Day to Exit, where the protagonist looks onward from their car, looking for a way out. From what I know about the broad album concept, The Optimist starts the second chapter from this point, as the protagonist reflects, and starts the search for a better way. If you have not guessed already, SMK will be gazing upon Anathema, featuring various songs by the band throughout the SMK set, along with new, compelling Canadian content. Next up, we will hear Anathema off 2001's A Fine Day to Exit, to hear the contrast between this and the new album, separated by over 16 years. This is Release by Anathema.
I just can't let go. behind those gray and lonely eyes.
Hold on to me,
unforgotten by time.
Thank you.
We have a return listen to Peregrine Falls from Vancouver, British Columbia, with Not Bitter, Angry, from their self-titled debut album on Drip Audio. SMK has been playing a couple of artists off Drip Audio recently, the West Coast Canadian label situated in Vancouver, who also released Sick Boss's debut self-titled album, a recent reoccurring band, which we will hear later on. Next up, I have salvaged an old SMK feature band that we have not heard from since Show 13 from February, Colliding Parallels, the progressive metal band from Quebec City. Colliding Parallels released their debut album last year, A Matter of Perspective, a concept album about the journey through different mental illnesses and perspectives of the world. Many, if not all, of my Canadian picks in this anathema-gazing show perfectly fit the atmospheric, musical, or conceptual themes that anathema bring forth. Physical and mental trials, the inner and outer painful struggles, the search for peace, beauty, and resolution, and overcoming any obstacle to reach a better place. From Colliding Parallels, we have Blind Stairs.
Thank you. This is Anne of Dream Aria from Toronto, and you are listening to SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web at cfru.ca.
Thank you.
Dream Aria's lead vocalist, Anne Burstein, provided us an intro tagline into Bolero, Souls in Time, from the Torontonian band's newest album, On the Other Side, self-released this past May. Thank you, Anne, for providing your lovely, talented voice to SMK. While diving into Anathema's discography back to A Fine Day to Exit, I also heard a bit from the album preceding it, 2003's A Natural Disaster. Two songs that I liked from this album are conjoined together textually with unique vocal effects and layers, as you will find out now. Here is Anathema with Balance and Closer off A Natural Disaster.
Thank you.
That was Andy Wiseman, lead vocalist, guitarist, composer, and producer of the currently inactive Toronto prog band Costume Party. He has just made his first solo debut, a synth electronica release, available on his very own Bandcamp page under the title Perilous Sea. Andy composed two pieces for the film Perilous Sea, A Journey Through the North Atlantic. It is a surf movie that was shot on both sides of the North Atlantic Ocean, including Iceland, Ireland, and the Canadian Maritimes. Do Make, Say Think will finish up this first hour of SMK today. We will be hearing another new piece from their new album off Constellation Records, Stubborn Persistent Illusions. The album was reviewed recently in the May issue of Prog Magazine. I have been falling behind on my proggy readings. And they commented that the piece that we will hear, the closing track, Return, Return Again, is the highlight to Do Make Say Think's seventh album, with their saccharine sweet, jazzy guitar runs and anthemic chord progressions. Do Make Say Think with Return, Return Again.